propose when I am in the classroom with the children, I propose working about actuality war. In this case, I propose three war. What is origin, what is form, what is previous for you. After, I introduce in the classroom four artists. And from at these children, I ask what is for you origin. And I want each artist say, for me, origin is that. Second artist, for me, is that. But children understand it's totally different. And children are front of the new situation. The new situation is, okay, one word for description. At the moment, I ask to the children, okay, now the problem is, what is origin for you? For this experimentation, I have 10 cameras, digital, for photography, moving, material for drawing and stuff. Children by two or three start to invent what is origin. And after, what is on, and after, what is crazy. For me, what is important, it's not what is a good answer. But it's important, it's each children learn what is one positive. Mm-hmm. Only that. Not that is good, that is bad, but I the possibility for each to have one positive. Mm-hmm. Okay. That is the first part of the protocol, and after the project Merlin, it's each children publish this work online on Merlin database. It's a very big database online, totally interactive. And after, people exchange and discuss and polemics online about the, this work. For example, if this week the work, the most important is DNA or SIDA or crisis, we Merlin, Merlin's database, Merlin is like a star, propose different point of view about that. And what is important in Merlin project is learn to discuss, learn to polemic, learn to understand I have point of view. I have my personality, I have a point of view. And that is necessary for I can discuss with you and for discuss with you. After this experimentation, I have a big, big conference with the people in the city, with the politics and with the cultural workers. And I present the film I made during this experimentation. And the film, you can show the film on my website or the website anyway. This film, the people, has very hard reaction. Why? You can understand when I show you one short extract. One part of the film is little children. I make interview. I start interview with the children at 6 years old. What is internet for you? I discover very strange things. For example, in the poor neighborhood, the little girl or boy know absolutely what is internet. And they use internet each day. And use internet without knowledge about write or read, only with the picture, video, photography, and that. And that is very, very strange. Secondly, what is very strange with the little boy, it's when you give the camera without rule, nothing, only take the camera and make film, you have half very strange film, and in this case, all the films are very violent.
Violent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And each film speaks about one phase of the urban violence now. Each film is made for a team of three or four. Mm-hmm. In this case, it's, these people are 14 years old. It's college violence. Okay. Mm-hmm. You understand me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She said, my friend, my lover, is dead in motorbike.
No,
at the start of the experimentation, these four girls don't want to use camera, don't want to participate. That is second film about the suicide and problem relationship with the daughter and mother. That is the mother. I show this film to the political people, and they are totally afraid. And
yeah.
Okay, that is not possible. It's not possible. Okay, now we decide to write, and we need thinking about your project. We propose a return to a traditional way for visual. I have three questions for share with you. Why these people return to classical approach? Why the responsible seem to be afraid about the discussion? And why these adults don't want to accept one direct expression for machine learning? You will participate like one four artists, and perhaps it's interesting to speak with you about this our experience.
For me, I think very good.
two sessions. Each session was about 3 hours. And in two sessions, they were in the coming from the Dharma. And also, one child in particular decided to do commentary of his own films. This is only the second session. They are very natural, extremely natural with the equipment, with the technology. And the one child, when I was showing him how to use the official camera, he said to me, he didn't want to use the official camera with anybody else. He wanted to be on his own. And he would take a lot of photos on his own in the classroom for hours. So what are you doing with the camera? Why do you want to share with other people? And he said, no, 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 I use this camera to help me with things. Mm-hmm. I don't need other people when I'm doing this. Yeah, you know, they are very open and very adaptive. This is much faster than what I had anticipated. And another example was when I came to the class, I came with my own camera. And they were very excited and they said, oh, I see you with this camera. The damage will be on television. And I said, oh, no, I don't know what you will be on television. But I can assure you it will be on the internet, because at the end we will publish the film on the website. And they said, oh, that's even better, because that means more people will see me than the television. They understand. They understand the power of the internet very well. And I think it's very clear that most of the teachers or the parents, in case they were absent, because or the head of the cultural educational program, they were not ready to accept these. I think they didn't know what to do. In my opinion, they don't know what to say or what to do with it, and they were really hesitating to accept the fact that children are already very advanced with the internet. And this is a policy we make in the project.
Yeah, that's why it is so difficult to teach these children, because our mind is not functioning in the way of their mind is functioning.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. After our first session, he told us we do go learning on the internet. He went home and go. And when he practiced the name regularly, he found a lot of the formal tests. So this is a woman's brain in France. And you know, obviously nobody was supervising him when he was using the internet.
You cannot, of course.
Yeah, he was totally alone. And then he came to us the next session. When we showed up, he said, so who is in my brain? I saw many on the internet. Who is ready?
The internet is a tool, as every other tool can be used for good and for bad. Can be used for education, can be used for, anything else that could go into like a pornography and stuff like that, that children should not get used to from that age. And it's interesting how children, and by watching this video, I felt like it's so cool, really. And it's really cool videos, and by their nature, like, first time getting a camera and like doing something that is really natural and clean, and it wasn't like, it was just interesting.
What did they tell you about stopping the project?
Now, officially, the project is not stopped. But they said, okay, Pierre, if you want, you can continue with a first very more facet. I said, first, I don't want that, I'm not here for that. I said at the start, it's not good idea to work with me. Because my proposal is to build a new multimedia interactive encyclopedia online, built only from the children and from the artists. Because the discourse politics is down, the economic discourse is down, the pedagogical discourse is down, the cultural discourse is down. Perhaps, it's not sure for me, but perhaps the artistic discourse is still or yet not down, I don't know. But in this case, it's very interesting to make a big challenge, and I propose one big discussion with Google for make a Google Junior. And when the children go to Google Junior and put one question, Google Junior answer only with artistic proposal. That is my problem. But the problem with the political people is they think in one old world, totally different this real world. And that for me is disaster.
And what the professor said?
In the College Violent, each professor, I said, I put question, okay, you have children? Yeah. Where you put your children? In the school? Oh, no. Where? In the private school.
No.
Why?
No.
Ah, this is not possible. This is cool for garbage, for that is crazy.
The master at school, what they say about the project?
Now, for example, the people at the final sequence with the dealer. This boy is very, very intelligent, very violent, and very clear. Okay. 1 week before the film, he tried to make fire in the toilet. Only for the school let's speak. But the system, the French educational system, is impossible to put out because he need to stay here. Because here it's still possible to control, but out is not possible. And the strategy of this boy is make maximum disaster for to be free outside, and the system answer no, impossible. Okay, it's totally stupid. But when you give camera this with this group with this team, immediately the things is organized and promote a political discourse. One about what is love, one about what is Palestinian crisis, one about suicide, so it's very interesting. And when the first time when we arrive in the class, it's like insurrection, you remember? It's like insurrection, it's like a storm.
They never thought they could make a film.
Did they start to talk about the movie?
Session, 2 hours each session.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And they were doing this in the school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything. So you were all the time with them. Yeah.
What is very interesting for me is when you make the trust with these people, we can the result is very nice. 1 year before that, I make a workshop in Mexico with a young Indian, different ethnic indigenous in Mexico. And each day, I propose a new rule for filming in the street. And we have no camera. And this young use the mobile phone. With creativity, with innocence and creativity. It's very interesting. I said, we have appointment in the morning, people go in the street, and at the end of the afternoon we have meeting for show the picture. One day I say, okay, what's happened with the political industry? Okay, go. I'm very interested. For example, people go in the street to the car, open the door of the car, put the telephone, put the question very violent, and go running over to them. And the result, it's like it's very and for me the problem of the technology of the picture with the children don't exist. The problem is not here. The problem is why the cultural worker, political worker, pedagogical worker don't understand what's happening now with the network, with the I don't know the word in English, community, online community.
Because it is not happening in their head. Because they are still living
in the
head.
Yeah, but that is cultural disaster.
Yeah.
When I propose to generalize that for all the school, at this moment the political people are totally afraid. Because it's like a tsunami from this bad neighborhood, from these bad people, and that is not good for the in France, for the ideal way for the French socialism or French. You understand?
Yeah. Well, just follow up this how did you prepare this kind of framework or database, as you call it, for the function? And what should I imagine by a database?
Yeah. For me, the architecture of this database is very clear. I have not here the map of this architecture, but for me it's very big database, very complex, and for me is that the concept is that each children in this pocket have internet terminal like that. Not phone, but internet terminal. Okay? That is Merlinet. Okay. This material is very easy to build that because this material is like a camera for register, camera, picture and the movie, for draw and for show music, and for receive message like SMS and send. Okay? Mm-hmm. This is interactive with the city, okay, by YouTube. When the camera walk in the street, it receives information from Merlin, and Merlin said, okay, do you see front of you, you have a building, the architect is Jean Nouvel or Pedro Wendo. You like or not? Okay. Merlin speak with each Chinois. Okay. And Merlin ask for each children. It's like producer. Merlin said, okay, can you interview people around you about this garden, about this house, about this art work in the street? Can you propose other things? Can you draw? Can you? Okay. And when that is finished, send me your proposal. When the children send, two people receive the message. One student in the university, one old people in the cyber base, old men or old women, okay? Two people. If these two people think, okay, no problem, they valid the message. And the message will arrive in Merlin. If one thing is not good because of sexual attack, racism, I don't know, cut the communication, and the children receive message, said that your proposal is not accepted, take other proposal. Okay? That permit to database grow. Okay? But the first level of the database is I make comment, I take order to 1,000 artists for make special file inside the database. For example, you are choreographer. I ask you, please, I pay for you. You prepare for me 100 short films. For example, 20 seconds, okay? And give me for each five words, for example, this gest is storm, sun, drama, etc. With that, I start database from artists, okay? Mm-hmm. It's possible very quickly to build database with 30,000 different gates. You understand me?
No.
30,000 occurrences.
D'accord.
Okay. Yeah, occurrences. After, when children receive from Merlin a text, the text said, okay, today the world is storm. Or sun, or sex. Choice one. The children choice storm. Okay. He send that. Merlin answer and propose three visions from three artists about what is storm. The same protocol in the classroom. Okay? You understand me?
So you are all the time connected with those artists for...
No, no. For the experimentation, the artists are here, alive, in classroom.
Mm-hmm.
After, for the generalizing the project, the database is built about a big number of contributions of artists.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like artistic command for staff.
Yeah.
Every artist can do the vision for work. Like 1,000 artists can do the for one work. So each time they for one work, they have three different visions.
Yeah.
But how does it function in practice? I mean, all these kids walking around with a phone or with a data connection thing. It's like an iPhone with a Facebook tablet or whatever, and you just create content and upload it, and then it's somewhere out there. And you get some kind of message or so, some kind of assignment from maybe a Facebook group or so, what you have to do or so, what the challenge is or so. And isn't this maybe not exactly that misunderstanding the whole concept of information and network society that you're seeing that everyone should do it? And you cannot just fuse your group within this whole Facebook thing. I think it's really nice that technologies are available to work with that and give opportunities and engage people with cool stuff. But to make it like obligatory for everyone and trying to develop a new platform or so, I think it's rather a lot invasive and maybe even too large to be nice or so.
So what do you mean that for everyone? It's not obligatory.
Yeah, no, it's obligatory, but that's what I understand. You get the phone and then you get the assignments and you have to send it. And it's for everyone.
Yes, my understanding of this is that this project is targeted at underprivileged children, allow them to express their own understanding freely. It's not really for everybody. It's really targeted at children, because I think that is what they want to go down. And for me, there is one thing I think that's what they're good about, you know, ways to discover what they thought or how they interpret things. I think what is also very interesting is if they express anything that is actually violent or actually is being censored. For example, if there are proposals that are being censored, why they are being censored, and how what is the criteria to censor those proposals. And what exactly are they rejecting? Because on one hand, yes, you know, we are aiming to buy something like the free, but at the same time, when they are children, there is some sort of monitoring process going on. And this for me is very interesting in letting it, because this is something that will really reflect what reality for them is, not reality for me or for us. Because they see the world very differently than us. You know, like on the films or from the photos we have collected, very, very different. They don't see the world with me. And for me, maybe for them it's totally normal, but then maybe for us it's very...
Yeah, for me that it's really important that they can see
exactly.
Exactly. What they...
Yeah.
They made a movie and I'm going to ask you to do
it. Yeah, and that is what makes this project, I think, interesting, because it's really aiming at giving them this freedom and this kind of inheritance thing. And they are all, this is the originality that's lacking in the current pedagogical system, because, you know, when you go to the class, like, you know, when we arrive, there's only one teacher for the whole class, and she is the authority teacher. She represents the authority of knowledge. No children can challenge this teacher, you know, it's like, you know, we all accept whatever the teacher says for a long, long time until we start to think critically ourselves. But this project is trying to provide a device with cyber technology, with the internet, and encourage them to think on their own and then discuss among themselves. I think that is what makes this project interesting, because it is just an ordinary classical approach. Mm-hmm. Then they will not have this freedom. They will not be allowed to have this platform. Mm-hmm. They will be, you know.
Yes and no. I agree to some extent, but on the other hand, I think it's really great idea. If there is like this group of people that meet each other in this fucking same classroom every day, or move around in the school with whatever, and to multiply their role of communication to outside of things, like as if like interpersonal communication about what is nice and what is not nice, and what is tolerable and what's not tolerable and whatever, to multiply this discussion to get it away from the classroom and in this virtual world. So I think it's kind of a multiplicational problem with not, you know, benefits or whatever. I mean, I understand your point, and I appreciate the thing, but this is...
I think there is a question, what is reality? You know, because the children are living so much in this virtual world, because they're watching so many movies also. I mean, I'm sure that these things were reality for them, but sometimes they are becoming more violent also because it's virtual world and digital media, you know? So maybe also the movies they wanted to produce were just making movies that they are seeing on television also, and it's making them even more violent.
For them, it's totally political problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The question is, for me, perhaps it's not an interesting question, but for me, the question is, what's happened now with the world media system and the new generation? Okay. What way is video games, TV, publicity, that is one thing. But other thing, what's happened in the brain, in the for example, the political question, this question, perhaps now is nonsense. This new generation. What are the vision of the future for the I don't know. Apparently, nobody knows. Okay. It's not for them. Nobody knows. Okay. But at the same time, a lot of people take money with that. Okay. And at the same time, consumerism is possible for buy the new product work a lot. Okay? My problem is only if we don't want to use this media and this technology for propose other policy methods. All the
to
It's like we are thinking about it also. Because we don't know what we will do, what we will receive. Even the monitoring process that they are suggesting to the structure is very minor. Because at the end we will see what they what is reality for them in a way. You know, it's almost like an observatory kind of study. And this can be very exciting because this can reflect how far the new adults are from the reality of children. I think this is what makes people fear the most because we don't really, maybe we cannot handle, you know, because they may be very advanced to the point that we are not ready for.
I'm not so sure. I mean, if you look at YouTube and look at the comments over there, I'm not particularly impressed by the level of discussion or so of videos over there. And I think it's actually pretty scary how.
Like some engineer for a movie
made by a city in France. And after the first day, I didn't read the storyboard, the scenario. And when I saw what's happening, so it was like 15,000 euros to make this movie with people from four basements. And the movie was just like about someone who's speaking like this. And at the end, at the end, he finished. He finished to talk normally. That was the story. But for me, the real story would be totally reversed.
Yeah.
Could be more interesting.
Yeah,
but it was, and he showed that movie after all the court, for 50 years. And nothing, it was just a big thing that people can meet, special things, but nothing happened. For, but not a place for debate about what we do. And I think that the most important thing in this project, I think it is a really good project, that is the debate with the children of what they want to show and why they show it like this. And the lonely, and after this is just a medium, it can be video or internet or I don't know what they want.
Because at the end, like, I feel each learning is being implemented in the future all the way. I feel this is actually more positive for us, for adults, than for children, you know, because they have the knowledge, they know how to do things in that anyway. If we are using this opportunity to try to understand what they are thinking, more so than what they are using to think for themselves. Really, I think it is like some sort of opportunity for us to try to understand what is their reality and for them to really use this desire for themselves. You know, that for me is even more critical than whatever is available or not, because right now there is actually, you know, very little access to this kind of breakdown.
And I don't know, I'm not even a member of Facebook or a site like that, but I could imagine that it is just difficult to hook up with some of these kids or so on the Facebook and see all the things they're uploading anyway. I mean, I'm sure that approximately 30% of them once a week upload a video of their daily experiences.
Yeah, there are like
if you want to know, I mean, you just can find out. I mean, I don't want to say that it's good, but I really like the thing.
Yeah,
like
the
thing.
I don't want to.
I think if you want to discover these kinds of things, then there is more efficient ways than inventing a whole new technical infrastructure and whatever. And it's out there, and you just have to step into it. I mean, just pretend to be a 15-year-old.
I can fool them. but they will be know my things for them to use, I suppose, then, like, it would be not like a tool for them to school and stuff like that. It would just go with the flow, like in Facebook.
This project is intended as an act of voyeurism, then.
No,
but then start looking or so in the channels that are already there. And
yeah, you are right, but it is not even, they don't have anything, I mean, are doing bad things on Facebook just because of themselves, not because of any other person.
Exactly.
Yeah. But the thing is, bad things too, that's what I'm like, thinking about. Like, when they're making bad things, they document the thing that happened to them. I mean, they could document like really bad things. I mean, like sex in public toilets or in the classroom, things like that happen every day. But they didn't, of course, because they had like technology and people around them to, I don't know, to see what they're still doing.
But since in Europe they're making movies, so we are not sure if the movies are real or not.
Yeah, and the things on Facebook are real. Google has a bigger picture of the world. It is a tool to investigate imagination. Yeah. But I remember that documentary that I saw about education, different type of education. And there was this, that's one, that education. Each class start every day by a debate, that it was a little debate with the children.
Mm-hmm.
And and they were like 7 years old, and they talked about what you see yesterday and today with them, and they talked about that. Just like 30 minutes. And it was it was a full school or something like that. But really, really good. I mean, they, little by little, they developed structure. That is the most important thing that when we work with the children, like structure. And the media is not so important.
Yeah,
and talk about when these movies are made, they're talking about things they never talk in the classroom, and they make movies about suicide, about violence. They never talk about that in the classroom. So, I think a way to talk about that, and that is
yeah. Yeah, it's not the most extreme way that they will anyway show to everyone, and it doesn't like film those extreme moments of their reality. So it's as I said, it's an alternative that I really like to have more in schools and projects like this happening around. Just for the possibility of people exploring new opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would not be out of the way around. I think it's about children.
These movies are not on the internet. The movies
are all the problems. Kids were put into one class together.
Yeah.
Why is that so? Why not like the mix and mix other people, so great, I mean, you really look at it.
The French education people.
I was discriminating.
It's a new way to give aspect. I interviewed one professor of this. She used the before the new president, architect asked, what do you want? I said, I want to be complete. When I arrived, the table, I said, on the ground, impossible to project. A lot of people, very intelligent, seen the new architecture. But nobody thinks for young people arrive here for what? You understand? Yeah. And that is the strength. And representing 2 centuries, the student said, for us, we are the people. Oh, and the professor said the same. They are the village. Okay. No college. Oh, very nice. Very I think it's the big college it's melancholy.
It's a melancholy.
Between the spirit of the responsibility, but this college is very nice. And the problem for the children is the best story. That quickly.
Out what kind of contact they have to do
Yeah, it's very, maybe it's just like Yardia,